I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the reflection of Sami Awad from the book Keep Watch With Me, Advent Reflections of Peacemakers, edited by Claire Brown and Michael McRae. What does the birth of Jesus teach me today? This is the question in my heart every time this season approaches. As peacemakers, we should always be thankful and welcoming of all the shepherds and the magi that have entered and continue to enter our lives. We have been blessed with people who want to learn, who want to share our experience with others, and who want to support our work and programs. However, we must not ignore those who are always present. The Herods, who never give up on their desire to remain in power, and those persecute, undermine, or try to completely marginalize and destroy us. Our scripture reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Verses 15 to 18 from the New Revised Standard Version. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Another scripture reading from the author of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1, 10, and 11, also from NRSV. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening the treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
Christmas na! Pasko na! Merry Christmas! Kamusta na kayo? Kamusta ang Pasko nyo? I hope kahit na wala tayong Christmas party this year, at iba pang mga party with the office or with some of our relatives, kahit na walang exchange gifts ng mga mumurahing wall clock o walang Christmas gifts ng picture frames, I hope mayroon pa rin rason, kahit gano'n man ito kaliit o gano'n man ito ka-insignificant, I hope meron pa rin tayong rason para maging masaya at mapayapa ang ating Pasko kasama ang ating mga mahal sa buhay at mga kaibigan. At sana meron pa rin tayong bit-bit mula ngayong Pasko na dadalhin natin. Pag-asang bit-bit din na dadalhin sa pagpasok ng bagong taon. You know, as Filipinos, we like stories. Mahilig tayo sa kwento. We especially like movies, teleseries, at ngayon nga, sa sangkabaklaan, ay ang BL series or Boys Love series na nagsimula sa Thailand at sa Japan, na ngayon ay meron na tayong uniquely Filipino version ng BL series. Mahilig tayo sa pelikula at kwento. Marami pa nga sa ating mga kapatid na Bex ang memorize ang mga malulupit na linyahan sa mga movies, old and new movies. And we know that in the movies and stories, hindi naman puro bida at kontrabida ang nandoon lamang. Hindi puro lead actors or lead characters. You also have supporting actors and even cameo roles. or even non-speaking actors, non-speaking roles. This would certainly be the same with the story of Jesus, that we think we know so much about year after year, especially the two different versions of his birth story, one with Luke and the other with Matthew. Yes, there are two versions of the Jesus birth story. Ang tingin natin, alam natin ay isang kwento lamang siya. Ang isang kwento na kung saan naunang dumating yung shepherds, second na dumating yung magi, yung wise ones. Pero actually, magkaibang kwento ito. Dalawang magkaibang version of the Jesus birth story. One version in Luke, one version in Matthew. And for the last 2,000 years, the majority of it, for the last 2,000 years, we have celebrated Christmas where Jesus Christ is the primary focus. And indeed, as it should be, you know. Although pala, hindi naman entire 2,000 years, there was a time na hindi naman sinicelebrate ang Pasko at walang Pasko in the Christian tradition. But by the time that Christmas was placed into the liturgical calendar, and was celebrated, the focus is on Jesus Christ. And rightfully so, because siya naman talaga ang dahilan, siya naman ang reason at sentro na Pasko. At the same time, perhaps we also need to put some focus on the supporting characters, for without them, there won't be any story at all. What is a Christmas story without the shepherds or the magi, the wise ones, who came from the east? Perhaps by focusing on the supporting characters, we may learn more or something new when we shift our focus on the supporting characters. Or even the cameo roles, or even the characters that is not written into the story, but we can safely assume that they were there. Tulad nung kumadron ang nagpaanak kay Mama Mary. Ang tingin kasi natin si St. Joseph, no? Si Jose ang nagpaanak kay Maria, kay Mama Mary. But historically speaking, if we know the historical context, most likely merong kumadrona within the town of Bethlehem na tinawag. On-call yan eh. Ang kumadrona, on-call yan. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Most likely, merong kumadrona nagpaanak kay Mama Mary. So let's try to focus on the supporting characters, supporting roles, and even those characters and roles that might not be in the literal actual story, but we can safely assume, knowing historical context, that they were there. That they were there. Because while our focus is on Jesus Christ, the reason why we are invited to focus on other roles, other characters, is because Christ, the focus of Christ, is on us, on others, especially the lowliest among us. Are we then willing to shift our focus to the same focus of Christ? Meaning, if we are the followers of Jesus, we should also focus on the supporting characters, supporting roles. Now, unbelievable as it may be, hindi man kayo maniwala, but I was actually in theater during my college days, some many years ago. Both the friendship and the entire creative process of the production captivated me. I got captivated. I got immersed into the world of theater, so much so that para akong nagme-major in extracurricular sa aking theater organization rather than sa aking course. And in, in, in my days in theater, we mostly did speaking theater. Salita lang, dialogue, wala masyadong musical. Not so much with the musical. Although we did a few musicals by the time I was second year and third year, we did some musicals, much to my struggle and despair, because hindi ako nabiyayaan ng gift of music or gift of singing. So, nag-struggle ako actually sa musical whenever I had a role, an acting role, two of which were, one was with a production na kung saan ako yung the King of Dwarves. I was, my role or my character was the King of Dwarves. And in another production, I was actually the heterosexual male love interest of Jewel, a gay guy, or I think she is actually trans woman, but the script said he is a gay guy. So to some extent, nag-impart pala ako na isang BL play, isang boys love play, back in 2006, I think. Yeah, in 2006, during the 25th anniversary production of my theater organization, Artista Artlets. At nag-perform kami sa kagagawa pa lang nun ng Peta Theater sa Quezon City. And I performed there as the heterosexual love interest of a gay guy. And I sang, again, much to my struggle and despair. Now, what was most fun? While it is great to be a lead actor and to get the lead role, what was most fun in the acting department was to do supporting roles or even a cameo role, because you have a little bit more of creative freedom together with other supporting and cameo roles or actors who would make an extra effort to be noticed, to be remembered, and to make the audience laugh. But of course, within certain limits, kasi hindi mo pwede, kahit cameo ka o supporting actor ka, hindi mo pwede i-upstage yung lead actors or lead roles. At hindi ka pwedeng mag-upstage sa isang importante eksena. Otherwise, magagalit si direct at makaka-receive ka ng warning. Then after the first or second show. But it was fun because, again, you and with the other cameo people and supporting actors, you tried to make some ad-libs and an extra effort to be remembered, noticed, and to add color to the story. And oftentimes, indeed, these cameo actors and the supporting actors were the ones who really made the audience laugh. One or several of them were remembered for their antics. The supporting characters and cameos made the stories come alive and gave interesting perspective and dimension. Where would the lead be and how the story would turn out without supporting characters and actors who play them? How many people watch or are interested in a one-person or two-person show? How many of us, gaano karaming katao ang interested with monologue or with a dialogue na 1 hour or more than an hour? Of course, there are exceptions, some great monologues and dialogue stories, and we did one dialogue story that was really captivating. But most stories are a full cast story. A full cast story. And come to think of it, I actually never had a lead role. I never had a lead role in my theater days. I never had lead roles. It was all supporting roles. And I even played as in one production, I even played a non-speaking role. Ako yung kontrabidang kapre. Kapre. In that particular production. So I had all supporting roles. And dun sa kapre story na yun, I was actually the most remembered. I was the most remembered. And thank God I did not have any lead roles, especially in the musicals. And actually this year, my theater organization, Artista Artlets, celebrated their Ruby Jubilee, or 40th year, this year of 2020. This is, of course, a contrast in our lives and with our religious sensibilities. Our focus in our lives is ourselves. We are the lead actor, and we want to be the lead actor or the lead role, whether we are aware of it or not. We are the lead roles, and we own the stage, the center stage. And most of us are doing a monologue. We want to be seen, to be heard, to be remembered, and to be reckoned with. Sometimes we even want to take the lead role in the center stage in other people's stories. Minsan, gusto natin tayo pa rin ang bida sa kwentong buhay ng iba. Most of us do not want to share the stage with others. And every success or applause is something we think that rightfully belongs only to us. And something that we exclusively deserve. Pagdating naman sa ating religious sensibilities, our focus is always to associate ourselves with Jesus Christ or whoever is the good biblical character. Sa mga biblical stories, or even the lives of saints, we always identify ourselves with David, with Adam, with Abraham, with Isaac, or even with Saint Paul, or even with Jesus himself. We rarely identify ourselves or associate ourselves with the Samaritan woman or the Syrophoenician woman. We rarely associate ourselves or at all with Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus. We don't associate ourselves with Goliath. That's how we are, you know. That's how we are. We are the lead actor, and we are always the good guy or the good girl, the good person. Perhaps this Christmas time, we need to be aware that the stage is not ours alone. That there is an entire cast who add color and detail and meaning to the overall story, even the story of our lives and the lives of others. And there are even far more other individuals who work backstage and in the technical booth or in the marketing and other administrative side of the production who are not seen on stage, who are not seen in the actual presentation of the play or the production. Perhaps we must consider that we are not to associate ourselves with Christ or with any other good biblical character. Perhaps we need to consider that we are only a supporting actor or even just a cameo role. But nonetheless, who gives additional meaning and color to other people's lives and stories. So the first thing is this. In your life, sa buhay mo, whose lead actor is you? Who are the shepherds who came to see you, encourage you, and speak positively to others about you, especially on those times you were most struggling, when you had that self-doubt, when no other people believed in you or noticed you, the same way that Christ was not noticed, was not known. Who were the shepherds who visited you, who encouraged you, who uplifted you, who noticed you? In your story, in the story of your life, whose lead character is you, who are the wise ones? Who are the magi? The strangers from far away. The strangers who traveled from far away, giving you, coming to you and giving you gifts. Gifts that help you survive your journey. That help you survive after giving birth. Who are these supporting actors who were with you during this terrible year of 2020? In the drama of your life, whose protagonist, whose bida is you, who are or what are the kings and heroes? Sino yung mga kontrabida who were hunting you down or wishing you harm that you needed to escape from? But this is not always just about you, because you are not always the lead actor in all situations. The stage is not only yours. The story is not only your story. We might as well, and more importantly, ask, when were the times that you were the supporting actor or character? When were the times that you were the shepherd who came encouraging, comforting, noticing, and speaking for others who were struggling, who were giving birth in their life? When were the times that you were the wise one or the stranger in someone else's story? When were the times that you were the one giving gifts in support of friends, family, community, or even total strangers, homeless, and those that were devastated by the typhoons? The homeless that were devastated by the typhoons. Did we make the long journey? Did we make the long journey to give gifts to those who are homeless, to those who are in need, the same way that Jesus was in need when he was born? As 2021 comes near, as we enter into 2021, are we still willing to be shepherds who search for those who need to be seen, to be noticed, to be encouraged, and to be cared for? Are we still willing to become the wise ones that take the long and hard journey to bring our gifts to others, our gifts and other resources for the survival of others? At tulad ng sabi ko kanina, yung kumadrona. Are we willing to assist in the bloody and painful giving birth of other people in their lives, giving birth to their stories, giving birth to their identities and sexualities, giving birth to their struggles for justice, for peace, for equality? Are we willing to share the stage of our life, and are we willing to be supporting actors in the stories of others in the same manner that Christ shared his life with others, in as much as others shared in his story? And perhaps it is also worthy to ask ourselves, if there were times and if we have tendencies where we are the villain, tayo ang kontrabida, when were the moments in our lives in the past that we were King Herod? And is this tendency still there? where we are willing to do anything and everything just to keep the spotlight on ourselves, to keep the spotlight and the center stage to himself, Herod, King Herod, to keep the spotlight and center stage to himself, to ourselves for as long as we can. The Christmas story, like Eden, and like the parables and many other biblical stories, is not just an event from the past. To be able to answer what is the relevance of Christmas today is to realize that Christmas, like other biblical stories, are events and stories that continue to unfold before our eyes and before the hearing of our ears. In our world and time today, whatever character or role you play in your life and in the life of other people, may you be intentional to take care of the role you play, the space you take, and the story you're telling. Because the story is not yours alone, nor the production is a one-person play. Our individual stories and roles are part of each other's stories, each other's production, and part of the much larger drama, the much larger story of Jesus Christ that continues to be written and to be told and retold today and onwards into the future. So what is the lesson of Christmas this year? Be the best supporting actor. Well, be the best lead actor when you are the lead actor. Be the best supporting actor if you are the best supporting actor. Be the best cameo, non-speaking actor, role, character. And be aware, be intentionally aware if you are the villain in the story. And how can you turn around from being a villain? How can you repent? How can you change from being a villain into being the best supporting or lead actor, character or role that you can be? Share the stage. Share the stage. Do not upstage. And share the stage, share the spotlight, so that when you finally take the final bow, when you finally take the final bow, not just by yourself, but with your fellow actors and the rest of the production staff, there will be a great applause and celebration among the angels of the Lord, singing, Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terrae pax, omnibus bonae voluntatis. Amen.